K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits. Get it,
Benny, we are at podcast number 82. Now, normally we do bingo calls to sort of gear people up for a fun one.
Yep.
I thought we'd do something different.
What have you got for me?
I've gone to a fun facts website. I've gone to their fun fact number 82.
Oh, that's nice.
And that fact is, when offered with a new pen to write with, 97% of people will write their own name.
Wow, they're not all winners. You know, they're hit and miss.
Well, no, I'm just saying, it's a nice little touch. Because when you think, if you go to Officeworks or something, you get a new pen.
Yeah, what do you write? You write your name.
I think I write my name.
How could you possibly have that stat? Like, that's made up.
No, it can't be.
No one's taking note of what people write. I would scratch the pen. Like, I'd scratch it out to make sure there's ink coming out.
No, you'd write your name.
No.
I know you would write your name. And I reckon people do their signature as well.
Shocking.
Anyway, well, it's fun fact 82
yeah, it's
on
fun.
The website.
I'm not sure about the fact.
Well, no, well, it is a fact.
Anyway, what's on the podcast this weekend? This week. Sorry, not weekend. I'm used to the weekend show.
No, mate. I'll tell you what's on. Going to be telling you about a girl out of Canberra here in Australia who didn't know her lefts and her rights. So she did something to mark her body so she would remember it for the rest of her life.
Also, Andy, plasma TVs in a year gone by, they were worth tens of thousands of dollars. Mm. They were just so expensive. I think I found our generation's plasma TV.
Right, okay.
The equivalent that you'll look back on one day and say, I shouldn't have paid that much.
Wow. All right, enjoy the podcast. Mate, I have had a fair few jobs in my time. 30 years old. And I've pretty much done it all.
Started, could you list them?
Well, I started off
As a paper round,
yep. As a kid, did that for 3 years around Highton.
Yep.
Then moved on to, it was called Kids Run Amok. So I was out in Breakwater and it was pretty much just a big kids playground.
And you just watch people?
Watch kids, yep. Sit at the top of the slide, make sure kids aren't running up.
Yeah, if you're going to go through everything, go a bit quicker.
Oh, sorry. Worked at Subway.
Yep.
I've done a bit of teaching.
Yep.
Then did, obviously, did
pub work.
Radio. Oh, worked at the Belmont Hotel.
Yeah.
Which, oh, loved that job.
You've been a part-time builder.
Part-time builder, full-time legend, done a bit of stuff with Channel 9, kids shows, but realistically, currently don't have a full-time job, and I'm happy that way.
Yeah.
I'm just cruising through life.
Anyone would be happy that way. We have bills to pay.
Cruising through life, living the dream at the moment, but I did stumble across.
How do you get money?
I don't know. I just do it. You just, I don't know, you find a way.
Oh, my God.
Have I won Tats Lotto, mate, and haven't told you?
Probably.
Possibly.
Probably.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Yes, you
but
would.
This job has definitely caught my attention. It's 2 months of work, so you're full-time for 2 months.
Okay.
And you get $3,000.
For 2 months' work? Okay.
Which is, like, it's not,
that's horrible.
Well, it's not amazing money.
That's shocking money.
What you've got to do is so easy. You test out mattresses. There's three mattresses to test.
So you just have to sleep on them?
And you sleep on the mattresses.
Full-time work, so your shift is like, for you, 9.30 till 6.
9.30 till 6.
At night.
At night.
Yeah.
Sleeping on a mattress, getting paid $3,000 for 2 months.
So what are you going to do? Just wake up and review it?
So yeah, and that's exactly what you do. You write a detailed review on each of your experiences on the mattress.
How do you sign up to this?
So the only thing is, I want to know if you think I fit the criteria. So a self-starter, you need to be a self-starter.
What does that mean?
I've got no idea. But am I a self-starter?
Yeah.
I'd say tick. Available to work immediately and independently.
Yes, correct.
Can tick that box.
Definitely.
Or have clear writing skills.
Yeah, it's
clear enough.
Clear enough.
Clear enough to get my point across.
Although,
to say if it's good or bad.
Could you not just type your review?
Oh, absolutely. But I think that's what it means, like clear writing skills. Like,
oh, like you speak.
Can I string a sentence together?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, good. Good evaluation skills.
You can tell me whether something's good or bad.
Yeah,
sure.
I'm fitting this pretty good. And an exceptionally good at sleeping.
Tick, 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 tick. Now, after reading all of that, where do I sign up? Because I'm pretty much falling in that category as well.
Now, I just thought I'd bring this to. I didn't know we were going to be competition.
Actually, I'm looking to apply.
Well, the only.
How do you sign up? How did you find all that stuff?
The only thing is, you have to be willing to sleep alone to ensure that you are getting the full night's sleep.
Yeah, sorry, Dale. I've got to sleep by myself. No, it's for work. It is work purposes only.
I haven't seen you in over 2 months. What's going on?
Sorry, got to go to work. Big night ahead.
Andy, I remember growing up, and like, you know, you, as you get older, obviously you're allowed more luxuries. Mm. Did you ever have a TV in your bedroom?
I did. I had a TAC TV.
Yeah.
Now this is going to make me sound very old, but it had a box at the back.
Yeah.
Like it was old. It had like an antenna that you had to plug in manually.
Yeah.
And my TV had games on it, like Snake.
Oh, really?
It was so weird.
Oh, so I reckon I've got an older one.
It was colour though. It was colour TV. I swear.
I had a colour TV as well. It was a push button start. Didn't have a remote.
Oh, see, I had a remote.
The volume was done on a bar, so you had to slide a bar across.
Yep.
And the TV channels were push buttons.
On the actual TV.
On the TV. Yeah. So no remote. So of a night time, when I was 13, 14, I got it in my room.
Oh, well played.
And, you know, sometimes you'd get up late and watch the cricket when it's overseas and
yep.
you've got it. And I'm back in bed watching it. Come, this is fantastic.
This is the best thing
and
ever.
And then I hear Dad coming and you've got to get out of bed
yes.
to turn it off.
Yeah.
And as a kid, you've always got an eye on, you know, what's the best product. And plasma TVs back in the day were tens of thousands of dollars.
They were crazy.
You could buy a TV for 15 grand.
Well, so Lou and I only recently just got rid of a plasma. I think it was a plasma that got handed down to us. So we've had it for over 15 years in the family and we just upgraded TVs.
Yeah,
because it wasn't a smart TV.
Okay, so now we're looking for smart TVs. And TVs, you can get them for like $1,500.
Well, yeah, you can.
You get them pretty cheaply, like for what you get for them.
But if you haven't had a smart TV and you go to smart...
It's a whole new world.
Oh, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. You've missed out on heaps.
It is so good.
But you think about, let's not announce what you're paying because I don't think we need to.
Yep.
But think about what you paid for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then think about that there are people that bought plasma TVs for $10,000.
You're like, you got ripped off.
Like, whoa.
You got ripped off.
You just needed to wait.
Yeah.
And I think I've found the product that might rival that for our generation. Apple's rumored premium VR headset.
See, I don't get people who are doing these VR headsets.
So, have you ever done a VR headset?
You and
before?
I did
oh,
it.
We have done it before.
Up in Melbourne.
Look, it seemed a little bit like, to be honest, it was cool, but it wasn't like mind-blowing. I wouldn't go and grab one out as quickly as I could.
I wouldn't be tempted to spend any more than $20 on a VR headset.
And this is what I'm thinking. So, it's rumored to be selling, or it's going to be sold for $3,000. Now... I think in 10, 20 years, when these headsets are like you said, $20 a pop.
Yeah.
You're going to look back on this $3,000 and go, geez, I wasted some money on that. Just to be a part of it. Because the first editions are always the worst.
There's always errors
with
them.
Let them get better.
Yeah.
And cheaper and faster and then go and buy one.
But so I'm still actually quite confused as to what a VR headset does.
Virtual reality.
Yeah, but what do? You can't watch a movie with them.
Yeah, you can.
Can you?
Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you about a movie you can watch with them and it makes it a pretty good experience.
I reckon I know what you're talking about. Whoa, that's very close to my face. Benny, you and I, we've both got exes and we won't dive into that too much.
No.
Because we're happy where we are at the moment.
And I want to see tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll just leave that sort of off to the left-hand side.
Yep. I've only ever had one girlfriend in my life.
What?
That's the story I'm sticking with.
Oh, no, I've never had an ex.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That card. But if you do have an ex, and
strange.
You, but we wouldn't.
What's it like? Call in.
Don't
522-322-955.
Would not know. No. What a zoo over in America is doing, the San Antonio Zoo, for Valentine's Day, they're allowing you for $5 to name a cockroach after your ex, and then it will get fed to a bird, reptile, or mammal. So it's their way, the zoo, of making a bit of money. Now, it gets better. If you want to pay $20 to a zookeeper, you can name a frozen rat of your ex. And for some reason, they're saying exes, because it's all about Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And it'll get fed to the reptiles instead.
Right.
However, if you're a bit vegetarian or vegan or you're not into
your
meats, $5, herbivore option, you can get lettuce, cabbage, leafy greens, and that can be fed to a vegetarian animal.
What I like about this, and look, where is it again?
San Antonio Zoo, okay, over in the
South America. So I can go as hard as I like.
Go, yeah, don't hold back.
The first part of that,
yeah.
Name a cockroach for $5 and you get it. Now, I'm assuming that $5 goes to some sort of charity or the zoo itself.
They're expanding their jaguar enclosure.
Yeah, so it's something to raise money for the protection of the animals.
Correct.
But if you want to go the echelon higher, you pay directly to a zookeeper $20. So are they pocketing the coin or what's happening there?
No. A zookeeper feeds the frozen rat. So they're not getting paid.
You just said that pay the zookeeper $20.
Yeah.
So how do you think a date night would go where you say, Dale, you know how you really hated Sandra? Well, I've done something really romantic. I've named... You know how you always call her a rat? Well, have I got a treat for you?
And even better, they're letting you live stream it. So, hey, let's watch our ex get eaten.
Want to watch it again?
Benny, the Olympics.
Great song.
Yeah, great song. And the Olympics, very excited for, because it is the creme de la creme of athletes. It is the pinnacle of what people work for.
Yeah. I'm busy. I couldn't get down there last time.
Well, you trained very hard.
I washed my hair. It was a bad time for me.
You're such an idiot. But look, 2020 wasn't the year of it because of COVID. Mm. And then there's talk that this year it's not even going to go ahead.
Yeah, well, look, you don't know where, because it involves every country.
Yeah.
If you can't get every country there has to be a sort of, well, we can't go ahead with it.
Mm.
There has to be. What I was confused with, or what I feel bad for, like the cutoff. So because we didn't have the last one, they said we're going to take the ones that qualified for the last one. But then what about the athletes that are now in their prime and this is the best they're ever going to do?
Well, that's the thing.
So now it's just I think you just need a clean start and go redo it all.
You're out.
Redo it all.
Let's wipe it again. Let's have a break and we'll come back 2024.
Yeah, just nice and tidy.
Well, what they've done is they're very adamant that the Olympics is going to go ahead, and the Tokyo organisers have released a series of guidelines in a COVID playbook to make a safe Olympics.
Didn't Dan Andrews say that? We haven't got a playbook for this. Oh, the bloody IOC does.
Well, Tokyo's saying they've got a playbook for it. So they're saying that there's going to be tens of thousands of athletes, officials and media travelling to Japan. And there's also going to be spectators that are going to be able to sit in on venue at the venue.
Yeah,
wow, you're like, oh, really? It's going to have to be at a reduced capacity.
But does the Olympics need people to go? Because, like, how much money they put into it?
Yeah, 100%. Well, that would be big sponsorships. But also, just from an athlete's point of view, and I've done a bit of running in my time. I classify myself as an athlete.
I've done a few school carnivals.
Yeah. But when the crowd's cheering, it helps.
Oh, just get the speakers.
But the thing is, you can't cheer. So they're saying in the rule book, you are allowed to clap the athletes. However, you are not allowed to cheer or shout.
Like verbalise something.
Yes.
So you can't sledge them.
No. All you can do is clap. This is to avoid the possible spread of the virus and particles coming out of your mouth. So strictly clapping and that's it.
But also,
how much would that suck?
But also, how would you catch a person? Because everyone's wearing masks. So, you suck. Who said that?
Hey, where did that come from? Yeah. That came from up the back
it's
somewhere.
It's around here somewhere. Which one of you said it?
How's this though that gets? Athletes are not required to quarantine before arriving, but instead record a detailed health log.
Wow.
And present a series of negative tests.
Afterwards.
So,
like if I'm in my country right now and I've got negative.
Yeah.
And then I can say, look, I'm negative, I'm coming.
But then you fly into Japan.
Wow.
And you don't
have to
do
anything.
So really,
these athletes are putting their lives at risk. Like genuinely, because if they don't know if the person next to them.
Absolutely. And you're doing a health log. Now, I don't know if you've ever done a food log for a diet, but they say write down everything you eat. And you always just
miss out a couple of things.
You always deliberately skip a few things.
Make it up, yeah. I did that with my 120 hours in my logbook.
Did you just?
No, I'm joking. That's a joke. We do this to make jokes. Oh, please don't look it up.
Benny, I want to take your mind back to sort of primary school days when you're learning things. How do you remember learning your lefts and your rights? Do you recall it?
Yeah, I do.
What grade?
Grade 3-4.
Oh, I thought I was grade 2 learning it.
I was a bit of a late go with it. I was one of those kids that, like, I knew a lot of stuff, but there were just some really basic things I didn't know. Like, I just got through.
Which is weird because you're very smart.
Well,
and I'm not just saying that. You are intelligent.
Yeah, when the bar's not that high, mate. I'm Einstein.
Were you? I reckon you were sitting at the back of the class in primary school.
No, I used to get involved.
Did you really?
I used to love it. I used to just love school. My hands were the key.
Yep.
But where I got confused, so I knew that the hands spelt out left and right.
Yeah, so now, you've got your left hand has a capital L.
Yeah, so if you just put your hands out in front of you,
yep.
L's there.
Correct.
But then I got confused with which way your hands face.
Yes! So, I never even
because if you turn your hands the other way, then the
your
left
right, your
the
right hand is your left.
Yeah, so it took me a little while to get it. So palms down, look at your left.
Palms down, that is my left hand. Yeah. Okay, that is classic. But you were, what?
But I got it.
9 years old when you got it.
Nine, yeah.
We all grew up. And we understand what our left and our right hands were. A 23-year-old...
And, like, it's pretty simple. Like, you just... Like, if you told me to look left and I got it wrong, I would just hear the other left.
Yeah, and then bang. And oh, just like, go. Oh, yeah, okay. Whoops, I'm an idiot.
Easy.
A 23-year-old Canberra University student has struggled with her lefts and rights.
We all do it.
Yeah, we all do it. But what happened was it all stemmed from a uni scavenger hunt where she was the designated navigator. And after telling the driver to take a couple of wrong turns...
They ended up in the Northern Territory.
Well, they didn't win the scavenger hunt. But the driver said, look, I'm going to put an L on your left hand and an R on your right hand so you know...
Never forget.
...which way to go.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she goes, oh, well, this seems like a pretty good idea. I'm going to get them tattooed on my hand. So she's now got... An L tattoo, and you're like, what are you doing? Oh. Like, seriously, why would you do that?
Wow. Like, is it the right one? She hasn't had her palms up.
She hasn't done a Ben special.
Wow. Yeah.
Palms up. But you just like...
Palms down.
You're 23. Yeah, sorry. Palms down.
You don't want to confuse people out there.
You're now confusing me. I know.
So hang on. She's 23. She's 23. Now she's got a tattoo on it.
And it's like, if you're not learning when you're 23, I'm going to say your chances
are
behind.
That's so, like...
Would you not try? You know how there's like the Nike socks that have the L and the R on them?
Yeah.
Would you not just wear socks on your hands for a bit and just learn your lefts and rights? Have you seen the socks that have got the L
R? I wouldn't be doing that.
What, putting socks on your hands?
No.
Oh, you haven't scratched yourself at night in your sleep, have you? I've heard stories that if you scratch yourself at night, you put socks on your hand so you can't scratch yourself.
I'm just thinking next to it, is she going to have like big hand hour, small hand? No, small hand hour, big hand minute. Is that right?
I don't know.
Maybe I should get a tattoo.
Now you're confusing me, mate. I got no idea what's going on. There it is, mate. Podcast 82, another notch in the belt. But before we get out of here... Let's do this.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week. Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
Benny, my Thought of the Week, I've been getting up a little bit earlier during the week.
Good on you.
And I'd love to know if there is somebody on exactly the same pattern as me. Like, so if...
That's great. That is a good thought.
If their alarm is going off at exactly the same time... And I brush my teeth for 2 minutes because my electric toothbrush has a timer on
it.
So it's exactly 2 minutes. And I stand and just stare at myself.
Yeah.
And I'd love to know
if someone's doing the same thing at the same time.
There has to be one other person in the world.
You'd think.
That we're waking up at exactly the same time.
Yeah.
And brushing our teeth at the same time.
At the very least, doing the process. So sometimes, like, so for me, my process is get up, shower, get in the car, go get a coffee.
Yeah.
Your process is get up, shower, brush teeth.
Hey.
Obviously, I brush my teeth.
And away I go.
But you get breakfast before
yes.
you go, and then you go.
Yeah.
So, you know, at least the order.
And I would love to meet them.
Yeah. You'd love them to be your partner.
Well,
you do the exact same thing at the exact same time.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't, though.
Why?
Because you don't want to share the bathroom at the same time. You don't want to... Oh, you don't have a double vanity.
No,
so you don't want to be doing
two bathrooms.
Oh, must be nice. Anyway, make sure you like and subscribe to the podcast. New episodes every Monday, 9 a.m. Go back and listen to our old stuff. See ya.
See ya.
Get me out of here!
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.